Okay, we're going to try to get back on schedule. Thank you all. We'll let you all exit. We'll continue to do our work.
Okay.
So I think we're on the KRA results.
Tab G, everyone.
Yeah, tab G. Basically, these results are not what we'll see in January because we'll get the countywide results. These are just the statewide results. So there's a very brief information. Dr. Williamson, you want to just walk them through that quickly? Pretty self-explanatory.
We just have two slides. You have a slide that shows the progress over the last 4 years for the statewide results. And you'll see there's a slight improvement over last year. And then you'll see a sheet that shows you the various categories that we rate, the demonstrating, approaching, and emerging over the last several years. And you'll see that there's been an increase in demonstrating and then a slight decrease in the others. But you'll have much more robust data in January.
I don't know if it's appropriate then to ask the question that I have now or just wait till January, but either way, I'm all right.
I'm sorry about that.
Can't repeat it, sorry.
I lost that.
Just teasing.
It's just the two slides showing the trends and in the individual areas, and Kyle thinks he has a question.
Okay, please, Kyle. Okay. Mr. Smith.
I was just going to ask, in terms of the kindergarten readiness assessment, I know one of the priorities that this board has laid out is a greater emphasis on early childhood education, and so I think the KRA was one of the things that we talked about that would be a part of that discussion. And I'm just wondering, what does the, I guess, KRA do for teachers? What does it do for parents and families? And I want the conversation to sort of revolve around the fact that a lot of students don't get to go to kindergarten, I guess, or when they want to, per se, when the parents want them to, obviously, because there are assessments that they have to take if they want to get in and they're underage or, you know, not, don't meet the eligibility requirement to start attending school. And so I'm wondering, do the students that, I guess, take KRA, do they demonstrate, all of them demonstrate that they have those skills that certain other students are then asked to have?
Now, the KRA is not used as a criterion to get into kindergarten. It is a,
okay.
It is a kindergarten assessment that's used to do a look at what where they come into the door of the school. It's not to keep them out of something. It's just what is given to them. In some counties, the majority now, what is it, 18, are using it as
17.
A census. Sorry, 17 are using it as a census assessment. And then we have other larger counties that sometimes are using it as a sampling assessment. And then we look at the data across the state. And then next month, we'll be able to look at the data in individual counties to see how they're doing across the, in comparison to the state.
Okay, and then I guess my point is just that it sort of revolves around the fairness thing that I think the board sort of has talked about, or at least I would like to, you know, dive into further about the fact that there are certain students who are gifted or, you know, want to go into kindergarten but cannot because of different barriers like age. Where they're not old enough, or they weren't born on a certain date, and so their parents want them to enter kindergarten, but they don't have, you know, they don't pass the test or whatever it's with that. So that's what my point, I guess, would be, and that might not revolve around KRA, like how you said,
yeah,
but I would
I
just
know.
Like to make that point.
I think there may be a little bit of confusion with pre-kindergarten and getting into pre-kindergarten versus kindergarten.
Because everybody gets into kindergarten.
Everybody gets into kindergarten.
Yeah.
There is, however, also a genuine question about where the age requirement for entering kindergarten. Is this a state age requirement or
yes,
is that locally
it is,
determined?
Yes, no, it's state.
So it is fixed state rule. Can
yes.
districts waive it and make exceptions?
Sometimes they can, and that each district has their own local policy on that.
Yeah, the last thing I would say is, so you said 17 are doing census, which is terrific.
An uptick.
Right, a whole lot better than I expected.
We promised a lot of disaggregated results data.
That's terrific. Dr. Steiner?
I'm strongly supportive of this effort. It's terrific. I want to bring to the attention of folks who are not on the Kerwin Commission that at the most recent meeting, we faced some pushback from the representative of the teachers' union who serves on that commission, who argued, first of all, that any test is an imposition of testing time, and we reaffirmed that the likely recommendation, obviously I can't speak for the final recommendation, the likely recommendation is that the tests be given before the beginning of the academic year, so it not take up instructional time. The second issue, however, is more problematic. The argument that was made in public session, there are only public sessions in Kerwin, was that the teachers, by and large, are not in favor of this assessment, this particular assessment, because it doesn't give them actionable information. Now, disclosure, although I'm not part of it in any way, the university in which I'm a professor was responsible in part for constructing this test, so I want to put that out there as a public disclosure. I'm not an expert on this, but I am, in general, extremely supportive of a good assessment on a census basis, and I just wonder whether we have other information that might be made available to the Kerwin Commission of any kind that indicates the importance of this assessment, particularly in the way it's being used now, for supporting kindergarten teachers, because I'm predicting that that would be important in the discussion of the commission going forward.
We can certainly provide our report in January to them and certainly do some highlights.
Correct.
Good idea.
It's also worth saying this is not in the usual definition of the word a test. This assessment is a performance assessment done one-on-one by teachers.
Correct.
Am I correct, Dr.
Correct.
Williamson?
That's correct.
This is not a paper and pencil test of five-year-olds.
It's an observational assessment tool.
So I think this is because people get so uptight about the word test and the assumption that everybody's being chained to a number two pencil. These are kindergarten teachers observing their own entering students to see whether they possess certain skills and competencies.
Very good. Any other questions or comments?
I'll just make a comment because I also have a lot of friends who are kindergarten teachers for some reason, and I know that they actually did not enjoy the test the first administration because they weren't
assessment,
able to use
assessment.
I'm sorry, the experiential activities for pre-kindergarten. The first administration because they weren't able to access and use that data, so they did think it was a waste of their time. But the second administration, when they were able to access that and use it in their classrooms, they enjoyed, and at least several of my friends were very disappointed to see that go away for all of their students.
Good, thank you.
Good point.